Hi, I'm Javis Lewis, and in this episode I'm going to show you how to create text elements in Blender. I wanted to do this because recently I've launched a podcast of all my 3D videos, so it's an audio feed of all these videos. You can listen to them while you're stuck in traffic or while you're out for a run, and it's a really nice way of kind of putting this back into your brain. Or many of these, actually most of these, work as a just simple audio explanation of what we're going through. So it's a nice way to consume content while you can still look at other stuff. So for that, I needed a logo. The logo I wanted to reflect what the podcast was about. So I chose to create a cube with some text elements sticking out. For that, I needed to create text elements, and for that, I decided to use Blender, and it occurred to me that I have no idea how to actually do that in Blender. So I found out, and I thought I'd share it with you. So here we go. This is what I ended up creating. I'm using Blender 2.79, by the way, and this is what I ended up creating. So as I said, a cube with some things sticking out here. And for that, we can create just a new thing. So here is here's Blender on a Mac, by the way, I'm using that. So select the default cube and hit X to delete it. And then on the very bottom here, which is kind of obscured by my camera, I'm so sorry. So add text is what we do to put a text element in there. And much like kind of path elements and 2D elements, you create them, but they're not a 3D object yet. So once you've created your text, you then have to turn this into a mesh. So then it's a proper polygon object that you can manipulate with all the other Blender tools. So create text, and all you see then is kind of a text element on the bottom here. And it's not the font that you want, and it's not the kind of text that you want, of course. But remember, Blender is in object mode by default. So if you hit the tab key, you're going into editing mode. And then hit the tab key again, you go back into object mode. So hit the tab key to enter edit mode, and you can kind of see where they're coming from here. It's one of those things, it's totally illogical if you've never used it before. But once you grasp the concept, it's totally easy to follow. So this thing at the back here, that is basically the end of your cursor line. So you can type stuff and your text just gets typed. Or you can hit the backspace key and delete the current text that is there, the placeholder text that is just text. And if we're just going to type something out like screencast, or let's say even better, let's type something like YouTube. There we go. Actually, letter spacing isn't perfect here. Let's just stick with screencast, I guess, then. Screencast, there we go. Ta-da. That is that. If you're done editing your text, you can just hit the tab key at this point, and then text editing mode as such is disabled. So now you can use all your shortcut keys again. So now that you've got that, you can manipulate this text. You can edit it, you can give it a different font, and currently, as you can see from the side here, it doesn't have any width, so it literally is just a 2D text object right now, made up of curves. So in order to give this some depth, let me just put it on the side here. You can head over to the right where this little F icon happens here. So you must have your text object selected, and then click that little F icon here, and that gets you into the text editing options. And you've got some resolution options here. You may be familiar with those if you're familiar with paths. So the render resolution and the preview resolution, the higher you make this, the more detailed your font gets, and the lower you make that, the less detailed it becomes. So this is, you know, with preview 1, and you know, the higher you do that, the more detailed this becomes. So the default is 12, so I'm just going to leave that there for now. There's also fill options here. If you are familiar with the path options that Blender uses, there they apply here the same. But the most interesting thing here is probably under the geometry tab, and here we have the modifications and bezel options. So extrude, under offset extrude here, modification extrude, that is something that if you increase that, you can give your letters that 3D look, and you can make them as deep as you like them to be. So I'm going to maybe make that 0.2 here, and that's kind of, you know, very deep, perhaps, you know, that's good for demo purposes here. And again, you've got a bevel option. So if we zoom in here, the bevel is what happens at the edges of the text object here. So set the depth to something higher than zero, and you can see that the letters are starting to bevel. And at some point, you know, you're beveling so much that actually they kind of bleed into each other. So careful with that. Don't go too much overboard here. Perhaps I'm going to set this to 0.02 to get it, you know, just going there. So right now we have a bit of a text object here. And right now this is a font called Blender font. And that's not perhaps not exactly what you want. It looks a little bit like Helvetica or Arial, but that may not be the font that you like. So you think, oh, okay, great. I'm going to go over here to the font section. If that's not open, just click that triangle here in the front of font and then it'll open. You'd think, or perhaps the regular bold italic and bold italic options here, perhaps I'll just get a drop down, but all you find is B font, and you think, oh, I'd really like to use something else, like maybe Georgia or Helvetica Neue or whatever you want to use. And you think, well, how am I going to do that? Easy. Again, it's kind of Blender's simplicity that strikes me here. It is actually much easier than I had thought it was going to be. And the way to do this is, right now I'm using the regular font, so I haven't made this bold or anything, and so I'm going to use the regular line here. I'm going to head over to that little folder open icon, and as soon as I do that, I'm just presented with a location on my hard drive. And this is where we have to do a bit of manual work now. Blender being a cross-platform application, the process works exactly the same for both Mac and Windows and Linux. And all you need to know is the location of all your fonts that are installed on the system to utilize one. They don't even have to be installed, they just have to be just downloaded to your system. So on Mac, that is actually in the root folder of your hard drive, a folder called Library Fonts. So I've got it here under Recent already, but in case you don't have that, this is the slash is on Mac, basically the root thing. And in here you have Library, and in there somewhere you have Fonts. And if you click in that, then you've got this massive variety of fonts that are currently installed on my system. On Windows, it's usually on the C drive in a folder called Windows Fonts. So Windows/fonts, or kind of /fonts. That's the equivalent folder of Windows. That's where Windows stores all the TrueType fonts and all the kinds of fonts that are installed on the system. So then you can basically pick anything that you want. So Hobo Standard here, I'm going to pick perhaps Georgia. Georgia is available in four variations: Georgia, Georgia Bold, Italic, and Bold Italic. So I'm going to use the regular font for the Georgia regular for my regular thing. Either double click it or hit Open Font, and then you can see that my font has changed. And now that you've done that, you do actually have Georgia and B font switchable in this little drop down menu. So if we grab another font, say maybe we'll use Hobo Standard was a good one. Where is that? Hobo Standard, there we go. We'll click that, double click it, and then this is what Hobo looks like. And now that we've selected it once, we can then pick it from the drop down menu here. And then we can go back to Georgia perhaps. So that's how we can create a text object. And if you hit the tab key again, then you're back into edit mode, and you can rename this, you can retype this, and it retains the font settings, but it's not quite a 3D object. So hit tab again to go back into object mode, and you can use this in your 3D scenes. You can play around with it, and you can, you know, use the modification tools just like we're used to, and you can rotate them and do anything with this, and you can literally leave it like this and render with this. But if you want to modify this as a 3D object with the usual 3D manipulation tools, then you have to convert this into a mesh. And we do that by heading over to the object menu, which again, the camera is obscuring that. That's why I have to kind of, you know, look behind it. So it's on the object menu, and then it's under convert mesh from curve meta serve text. There we go. And once you've done that, the little F icon will be removed, so you can no longer edit the text option. So the font and everything is locked in now, the font, the resolution, and everything. So if you now hit the tab key, then you're going to be in edit mode, but you're now going to edit this thing as a proper 3D object. And that is how you create text objects in Blender. I hope this was helpful. If you like this video, then of course, please share it with friends, family, and total strangers. Catch the podcast on iTunes if you like. And of course, subscribe to my channel. You can also, if you love these videos, then please head over to my Patreon campaign and drop me a dollar or two. It'll greatly help me out making more videos for the future. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.